This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Hello, lucky fellows and ladies who have once again decided to download and enjoy the Business Success Tip podcast. We join you once again from Sean's shell of the house.
We'll explain that one in a minute.
We have Steve with his hearty chuckle.
Hello.
We have Paul sitting distantly on the couch. Right. And Sean masterminding the whole thing once again.
Masterminding, yes.
Right.
Shell of the house. So if you, you did not hear this because when we finished recording 2 weeks ago, the last thing I said at off mic to Steve and Paul, who were the ones who were here with me co-hosting, was, I need to get the hell out of this house. And not 3 hours after I said that, the universe manifested, as Paul tells me, a flood in my home, and we had a water filter break. And I shit you not. Water filter breaks 3 hours after I say that, floods the entire upstairs kitchen, standing inch of water, the entire downstairs, my office. My family is now living down the street, and we're going to be living in an apartment for the rest
and
of the summer.
And Sean is not in the house.
I'm not in the house. Nobody's in the house except the cats.
Ask and you shall receive.
So this is the proverbial careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
You're an expert manifester. Congratulations.
Right. I'm much more careful with my words now, I have to
That's
say.
That's good.
Although I'm glad to be out of the house, but this wasn't quite exactly what
but
I had.
But think if your words can work for that, they what can work for anything.
Right.
Just how choose the right are your words. Have?
I'm going into business.
I'm a believer.
Next thing that comes out of his mouth, I'm investing in.
Okay, so tonight we're going to talk about the new, exciting world of do-it-yourself video.
Right, you too can become an expert video producer.
I thought you said YouTube.
Now, in the old days, the only people really interested in doing home video were the porno people. But this has expanded to the tech people. Right?
And by the way, just to preface this, I do have Paul's studio lights now. And my wife said, why does he have these?
I used to shoot home videos in my bedroom.
Right, that's what she figured.
See, I was going to say that the only people who had home videos were people with children and family memories, but nope.
No.
No such
lighting. No, why did he have such good lighting was the question.
That's right.
So anyway, I am now in possession of some
of my bedroom lighting.
Are they sticky at all, Steve? You might
he didn't get the camera, just got the lights.
You might want a Clorox.
Got some tarnished gear.
Just got the lights.
But it works.
So, now, why this is interesting is in the old days, as in a year or two ago, to actually get seriously into the video business, which Sean gave a shot.
Well, it's not the video business. It's video promotion.
Video promotion. But your business. And I think if you wanted to do decent videos, you would have to spend anywhere between $3,000 to $6,000 on a camera, $600 on a tripod, you know, $500 on lights.
Or pay someone.
So we're talking about Paul's shopping list from about
right.
3 years
and actually,
ago.
Right. I did. This is your yeah. About 5 years ago.
Thing.
I decided I wanted to do movies. I spent $10,000 to get into the amateur movie business. Now, that has been greatly reduced by technology. Steve just went into the amateur video business to do his own promotional.
Well,
videos.
Let me explain why I did this. So, some of you may recall that several months ago, we did a podcast on how to promote your videos and keyword them, and how that was, I think Sean called it at the time.
Yeah, specifically, we had three episodes, 247, 248, and 249, that were on basically on video.
Right, and you termed video as the Wild West of SEO. And you are absolutely right, because if you keyword your videos properly, you will end up on page one of the YouTube search results instantly. I mean, you don't even have to wait.
So true. Continues to be true even now. It's
yeah.
Like still that way.
And this and what is the second biggest search engine in the world?
YouTube.
You got it.
Yeah.
But by the same token, if you're going to start to leverage YouTube, you need to do it right. You don't need to produce the most polished, glossy videos of all time, but you do need some basic gear to get started.
Okay, so Steve, let's say I want to do my own little promotional videos between, you know, 3 to 8 minutes on various subjects from, you know, how to do this and what's good about my company or informational. It's sort of like the video blog concept.
Right.
Instead of doing blogs, you do a video because it's easier to get prioritization in search engines than it is just doing a blog.
Well, not only that, the other big benefit is that you make yourself or someone in your business that has a good video persona the subject of your videos. And then what you're doing is, in some ways, pre-building the relationship with your audience. So rather than just having, you know, a product video or some screencasts, you're injecting some personality into the videos, and therefore, in some ways, you're pre-building the relationship.
So what you're saying is people can see your smiling face and get to know you better versus just your words.
You got it.
Now, what about for people that maybe aren't so confident in front of the camera?
Scott Skybell's advice is get over it. Don't, you know, everyone is naturally self-conscious, right?
But not everyone.
Well, yeah, there are a few exceptions. A lot of people are naturally self-conscious, but his advice, in a very nice way, this guy Scott Skybell, who I'll point you guys to in a minute, his advice is get over it. You know, get in front of the camera. You know, everyone is if you're good on your subject matter, you're going to come across as credible. You don't have to be a movie star.
Well, and also, if you come off kind of, you know, a little choppy, it's kind of good. It adds like a natural, like, oh, this is a real person.
Keeping
talking
a real
about something,
kind of
right. Not a polished actor.
But there are things that are very distracting though, because I've been doing video, I think, the most here of all,
right.
all of us.
Right.
And I have vlogged, I don't know how many hours. We've done 5 DVDs and I don't know, hundreds of hours of video. And what I've noticed is it's the things that people do that are distracting are the things that are also distracting in audio, which are the ums and
the fillers,
but what?
Yeah, all that stuff. That's what distracts you. And I think also not really connecting with the camera as if it's a person. So what
make
you have
to
do, you do have to make love to the camera. No, it's true. You have to make love to the camera. I will agree with this. It's sensitive to the camera. It's sensitive. You must treat it like a woman. And this is like Al Pacino. So you should watch Al Pacino Send a Woman.
That's true. And then you'll know how to
treat the camera like a woman. But I think that's the key, is that you have to get that level of comfortability. Now here's the good news. If you start out sucking, you're going to get really good really quick. The learning curve is very steep, but you will get very good.
Yeah.
So it is kind of important.
And the trick is, if you start out sucking,
you'll get there very.
Yeah,
quickly.
And don't worry about
fluffer.
Don't worry if your first video sucks. I mean, you're going to be your own worst critic, but just get it out there.
You know what?
The most important thing is to get something published, and then you can look back on it and go, "Oh my God, you know that sucked here, that sucked there." But then you learn, right?
Right. And so now doing videos has been within the reach of literally almost everybody.
Yeah. Especially with the Kodak ZI-8 pocket video. I enjoy that. Do you like that, Steve? I don't know.
Is that a real camera or are you just making shit up?
Oh, no.
No, it's a real camera.
That's the new
one.
I've got the
laundry list. Well, there are two advantages. Should I go down the list?
You sound like a Kodak salesman.
Yeah, he
sent me an email with
that. That was a shtick. So what
if Kodak would like to send me a free camera on this?
Bring the water down from the mountain, Steve. Bring it down.
Okay, so we'll put this on the site, but I'm going to give you guys a list of what you guys need to create your own studio in your office or in your house.
And let's preface this by saying you can create this studio for give or take $500.
Give or take, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Give or take $500.
So let's go down the list. And I don't have the costs for everything off the top of my head, but and this is in no particular order. But the first thing you need, one thing you need, is a tripod. Now Paul has this amazing tripod that he spent way too much money for.
As he has a tendency.
Yeah, right.
That's
right. But you just need
the same as Paul. Paul and I are in the same club. I totally overspend on this.
You're like, how much is that one?
Yeah.
I want that one
because it costs
more. It was only $800, but it's an awesome tripod.
Yeah.
So just get a tripod. If you want it to be portable, there's a specific model we'll see on the site. Now, but the critical factor is, and Sean has mentioned this before, that audio is a critical part of video.
The most critical.
Yeah. And even if you go out on YouTube and you hear some of these guys that have spent a lot of time and effort creating these videos, a lot of times you'll hear them remote. You'll hear a lot of the echo in the room because they're speaking to the camera's mic.
Bootsy at best.
So there is a solution, and that is to get a lapel mic
Well, first you have to get a camera that takes...
I'm going down the list. I'm going down the list. Okay, I qualified this as no particular order. So you're going to need an Audio-Technica ATR-3350 lapel mic. Okay?
I love Audio-Technicas.
Oh, yeah, Audio-Technica to me, baby.
Okay, so I'm going to skip ahead to the camera and then I go back. So, JC, what kind of camera do you want?
I want the Kodak ZI-8 camera.
Okay, why do you want the ZI-8? Tell me why you want that. Because it has an external mic on it. You got it.
And this is the issue with the flip. You cannot plug in an external mic. I was hitting my flip,
but I'm like, where am I plugging in? Oh, I'm not plugging in my mic.
You're done. I'm going home.
Right. I'm like, you're amateur. I'm videotaping over there. And they're like, what? I can't hear you.
Yeah.
No good.
Now, so here's something I overlooked. And by the way, whenever you hear advice like this, take it all literally, because I skipped over this one and I learned my lesson the hard way. So the Audio-Technica lapel mic is mono. The input to the camera, the ZI-8, is stereo.
Oh, snap.
That doesn't work so well because what happens on YouTube is that it comes out on one channel. So you go to Radio Shack and you buy a 3.5 millimeter mono to stereo adapter.
Ooh, you like the 3.5 millimeter?
$3.
$3.
Okay. And then you're ready to go on the camera. Now, the other thing is when you buy the ZI-8, of course, they don't have enough storage in there. They have enough storage for about 5 seconds of video.
But that's why you go get the big SD card.
So you buy the SD card.
4 gigs? They give you 4 gigabyte?
Not enough to do anything.
What do you need, like 18?
I got a 500 gig SD card.
You need 1632 plus. Okay.
They have lots of color choices, too. I like that.
Yeah. You gotta make it fun.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
Can I take my Costco one back and get this one?
So you need that.
You
now,
can give it to
now
me
here, like here is the pièce de
you rich. Guys sold me on the flip.
I know.
This sucks.
I know.
I know.
I need to Wait, sell my
I know. Well,
I
know.
Bullshit. I know. I just bought a flip.
No,
I
know.
Here's what the, flip
way.
Is
They're
good
like,
for. The flip is good.
For flipping in the garbage can.
The flip is good when you're moving around. If you're at a conference and you're doing face-to-face interviews, the flip is great.
Or a strip club because it's good at low light.
You got it. It's good. It's much better in low light. It is better in low light. And there's no battery to replace, so you just can charge it off your laptop.
But Steve, the problem is, I got my camera here. I got my, lavalier mic. But I'm in my office, and man, I got my desk. I got a crappy office. They're seeing junk behind me. This looks bad.
I can't help you. But what I can do for you?
Softball. He was giving you a softball.
He just whipped.
Giving you a hard time.
I'm lobbing him in, and he's just striking out.
Come on, Steve. I can't help you.
I think I missed JC's point, but I'm going to make up for it right now.
Okay,
so even if you have a crappy office like JC's, you can make up for it by using this concept of a green screen or chroma key. So what you do...
That sounds fancy.
Anyone can do it. So what you do is you go to Amazon, and you do a search on Cowboy Studio... Chroma key backdrop.
Yeah, those guys are funny. Those guys are cool.
And don't. What's the word? Scrimp.
Don't skimp.
Mm-hmm. Don't skimp or skimp. Don't skimp on dimensions of that. So I made the mistake.
Bigger is better.
So I got the 10-foot by 12-foot muslin backdrop for $30.
Okay. Wow. And you can get that on eBay too. But the Cowboy place I've been to. What is it again? Cowboy
Studio.
Yeah, I've been on their site before.
And that's .com. Right?
10-foot by 12-foot. No. Just go to Amazon and search on it. Most of the stuff you can get on Amazon. Now, then you want to go to your local
auto parts store.
No, well, that's coming up.
Walmart.
No, you want to go to your local Office Depot type place and get green push pins. Okay? Okay. And then what you do is you get yourself a hammer and you get a sheetrock wall and you hammer in the green muslin with these little push pins and you stretch it out.
So it's nice and tight.
Nice and tight in preparation for ironing, because you got to iron this puppy.
Steam it or iron it?
I ironed it right on the wall and it worked. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you might want to iron it on an ironing board, then mount it. I found it easier to just unfold it, put it on the wall, stretch it out, and iron it.
Wrinkles are bad.
Yeah, wrinkles suck. That was a mistake I made. I said, I can deal with these wrinkles. I'll just overlight it. Nope.
Didn't work.
Wrinkles suck. It doesn't have to be perfectly flat, but you got to get rid of the major wrinkles.
Shadows.
Now, what if you're hanging it? Like, I have a green screen upstairs, which I have yet to use, by the way. I'm excited to use this. Try it out, but it's on stands.
Yeah, you can get stands.
And that way you don't have to deal with the wrinkles.
No, you got to steam it. You got to either iron it.
Any wrinkle shows.
Yeah. Steam heat.
All right.
Yeah. So if it's hanging, You can steam it, or you can get an iron and iron it on a board and then put it
just
up.
Go ask your wife. She'll take care of that kind of stuff.
The ironing stuff.
Yeah, they know about that stuff. Oh, right. Same. Right, I don't need no wrinkles.
But if you want your whole body to be in the movie, then you do need to do the stand and have it roll out on the floor, right?
Like in
Wayne's if you're doing a waist right. up, which we're you can do, you just need to mount it to the wall.
Now
can't you just have it roll off the wall?
I guess you could.
Yeah.
One thing about green screening that I understand from my limited studies on this topic are that you have to double light. You have to light your subject and you have to light the green screen. So you're double lighting.
You need a minimum of 6 lights. And some of those can be double lights. So
and
what do you need?
These are your random house lights, are they, Steve?
They can be just your construction drop lights. You know, those little aluminum lights with a CFL inside. Or you can get the work lights. Okay, but if you get the work lights, you need doubles.
Right, work lights are what, like $30 a pop?
Yeah, they're not that bad, but they're hot. That's the problem. They're very hot.
I film 2 days a week, 5 hours a day under them, and they are damn hot.
They're
damn
hot.
Especially in this 90-degree weather we've been having.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. We have to turn the AC on and the fans in between takes.
Exactly.
And turn it off.
If you have these.
We had the same issue. So the just the standard cheapo aluminum drop lights, it won't look as good, but you have to have 4 lights pointing at the green screen, and then you have to have 2 lights pointing at the subject, and preferably
really 4 lights on the green screen.
Yeah, that's my experience. You got 4
just
lights
just to evenly light it.
Yeah,
like you have to have it like completely even so there's no dark and light spots.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, and I tried. I had 3 and I missed a corner. You could see the shadow in the corner, so you really need 4.
Okay,
I think
because otherwise it would just look cheesy. Like you're just
hot kung fu. It worked for yoga. Hot kung fu.
Bikram kung fu. Could be done.
Kung fu at 110.
Confusion. That's confusion.
Okay, now.
Ooh, I just ran.
Okay.
Now here's everything we've said so far is pretty inexpensive. You can do everything we've told you so far for about $400. I'm going to throw in a kind of an expensive thing, but this is the cat's ass I was telling Sean in an email earlier.
Is that a Canadian term?
Cat's meow.
That doesn't translate into U.S. English.
Cats. No, my Bostonian father used to use
really?
That term. Yeah, I think it's a 40s term.
The most foul thing I can think of being the owner of 3 cats is the cat's ass.
The cat's ass.
Because they put it
no,
in my face.
No, it's kind of
time.
Like when our kids say something. What's the term that our kids use for something that's good? It's bad.
Yeah, it's
bad. Or it's,
well, that's
yeah.
super bad. Time.
Yeah,
but I mean, it was a. You
know, so the cat's ass. The cat's ass is actually.
I always thought a cat's meow.
Yeah, it's a variant. So anyway, if you happen to have an iPod and an iPad, those two are perfect teleprompt with remote control.
Who doesn't have an iPad?
Now tell me what does a teleprompter do, Steve?
Okay, so anyone ever watched the evening news?
But I saw Anchorman.
You saw Anchorman.
We're the YouTube generation.
That's right.
Anchorman.
He is. I'm not.
And And he messed up on the telephone.
So
you're familiar with the evening news is, though, right?
Yeah, the evening news. State of the Union address, maybe?
Nah, I don't
So a teleprompter is?
A teleprompter is a slow scroll of large text that you can read while staring at a camera. And typically it's mounted right next to the camera.
Or politicians use to sound intelligent.
Yeah.
Right.
It's very distracting to watch somebody who is looking off camera to read cue cards.
Yeah.
It needs to be really close.
It needs to be really close. So this week, Sean and I both simultaneously ordered this clamp that actually clamps to your tripod and then clamps to the 4 corners of your iPad and will put your iPad right next to your camera's eye. And then
hot
you
lava
can,
right there.
Yeah, and we're getting kind of fancy here. And then you can install the same App Store software on your iPhone or your iPod Touch and you can control...
From
the scrolling
the
text
other?
From one to the other.
Oh my God.
Which is really cool.
Now, where is the text? You just type it in first and scroll it?
Well, okay, here's the process. And let me back up and.
Oh, how classy.
While Steve's talking, I'm going to do a live demo of this.
Let me back up. So, the first thing you need to, before you do any of this, you've got to script out your video. And I recommend doing that in something like PowerPoint. Okay, so once you've scripted it out, you're going to have your text with each slide. And then you're going to take all that text and you're going to copy and paste it into an email. And you're going to email it so that you can get it on the iPad. And once it's on the iPad, you can copy and paste it into this ProPrompter software.
But talk to me about asterisks, Steve.
Yeah,
talk
this.
To me
about asterisks. Oh man, I'll tell you, we learned that one the hard way.
Well, actually, before you do that, what's really cool is that when you, and I'm doing this now, you can't see because you're listening on audio, but it actually sees my iPhone app, ProPrompter app, sees the iPad. And so it automatically offers it as a choice. So it says Sean's iPad, mm-hmm. right? And I select that. And you can run scripts either on that are on the iPad or the iPhone, depending on where you put them.
Right.
And so you choose a script you want and then go to town. And what's cool about this is that you can control the script from... So you can have this in your hand as the presenter.
Hey, look at me. I'm using my iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad as a teleprompter with a Boolean prompt meter software for iPhone that I downloaded from the App Store.
That's close enough. Now, if I hit this,
tap.
It'll stop it. Tap it. Right.
I can load full-size scripts via email, copy-paste, or use the free
ProPrompter.
ProPrompter, produce script, manage.
I don't
site.
Like this program. It's annoying.
I can even create scripts directly.
It's in your father's voice.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
And we're talking the ultimate ad.
The voice is not included.
Ultimate voices are available
okay,
now.
That's right. Great.
Operators are standing by. But yeah, basically, it's pretty sweet because, you know, it's like, okay, now the assumption is you might say, well, that was great if I already have an iPad. Well, you know, Steve and I do, so we thought it was pretty cool.
Everybody has an iPad in California. It's just,
yeah, there are
they
programs.
Give them out for free.
For those of you who say, I don't have an iPad and nor do I want one, there are programs that exist on you know, for any PC or Mac. But the problem is, well, I won't say it's the problem, but
it's
we're unsure as to whether or not there is anything that lets your iPhone control that app on a PC. Now, if you know about it, email us and tell us about it, because we're totally trying to justify our expenses of our iPads right now. And that's basically what this is a quest to justify our expenses.
But you're making an assumption that anyone still has.
Well, no,
the
traffic guys
Windows.
Are dude.
The traffic guys are dude
has a recommendation for how to use your PC. So if you go to trafficgeyser.com. And go and watch those videos.
He also has some really good videos, the Traffic Geyser, on how
yeah.
to do this.
Yeah, Mike Koenig, he's cool. I would actually recommend everybody listening to this, and this refers back to the video affiliate marketing thing. Those guys are doing a lot of cool stuff with it. And they have some really inspiring and free videos and a drip list that you can subscribe to that will try to sell you a lot of stuff. But, you know, they have a pretty cool system. They really kind of try to do a cradle-to-grave kind of support for people who are trying to make money in video. And part of it is also a tool that lets you submit your video to multiple places. Now, it costs money. It's like $250 or something bucks a month, whereas like you can do that on TubeMogul for free. But they also, you know, offer some more specific advice for how do you actually make money, whereas TubeMogul is just a tool. That's what they don't,
yeah.
they don't give you.
These guys, what I like about Mike is he's the classic give value first. He tells you all the tricks, and then he kind of pulls you into his world. And he does it in a very... what's the word I'm looking for?
Highbrow
way, you know. And he brings you into his world, and he gives you all the advice, and then he tries to close you.
I mean, you don't feel cheap and dirty.
You don't.
Yeah, and I mean, I actually have toyed with the idea lately of just playing around with subscribing to their site.
I'm thinking about it too.
Just to try for a month and see if I make any money. Because I guess
is it month,
know
month
how
to month
kind of tools.
How much
yeah,
is it?
The first month is a buck. You can try.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Really?
For a buck for
really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
He's got a wild marketing tactic in that when
whatever
you go to the sign-up page,
play,
he says, we're overbooked.
Right. Well, the first month is a buck. It's the same thing as OneCoach, and then it goes from there.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay.
This is important.
It's trafficgeyser.com.
What's important about this, I think the value in this is these are the things that people... are going to hit as problems or challenges off the bat with video.
You know, 5 years, they're going to look at this podcast and be like, oh my God, those guys were visionary.
They were ahead of their
now,
time.
Yeah, I do have one question, Steve, for you. I loaned you my bedroom lights, right?
Just don't remind me they're in the bedroom.
Okay. Anyway,
you feel dirty now,
what I was wondering is that I gave you some more like a diffused light, some more sophisticated lighting than just...
Yeah.
Do you think that's useful or not?
I think it's good to have one diffused light, personally. You can get away without it, but I think it's good to have at least one diffused light.
The soft light on the subject, the direct-facing light on the subject, which I can't remember if that's the key.
You don't want it hot.
The key light, I think.
I think it's the key light. I'm a video rookie, but the key light's important to be felt. We, in our experience, because what happens is you create really, really, well, it's very, you create hot spots on your subject.
Right.
And that diffuse light is such a softer, more natural light. You can use those cheap construction lights, which again, they're like $50 at Home Depot. And you know, we use a ton of those.
Right.
Because the other lights are more expensive. But those soft lights are really good for evening out the light.
Well, diffuse light is a standard video light like you'd buy in a camera store, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You can get the umbrella ones, or you can get the one you have that has that box diffuser.
Yeah, it's basically a soft box light is what they call it. And the umbrella is it's basically back shooting it off of an umbrella, so it's indirect light. The other thing we do, we're lucky enough to have white ceilings, so we point a bunch of lights up at the ceiling because the indirect light is so much better. The direct light is very difficult to balance because what you're looking for is you're looking for an ambient fill of light in the room. And and the more direct lighting that you do on your subject, the bigger the problems that you'll have with contrast and shadowing. So you start solving one problem, and then you cause another problem. So the more indirect the light is, the less of those problems happen.
Right.
Depending on the space you're trying to light, the smaller the space, the easier it is.
Now, I will say that you're shooting commercial videos, but for people who are really doing marketing videos,
videos are 3 to 5 minute YouTube type videos that are on the website. They're not.
Yeah, you know, you're going to have imperfections. Yeah. And it's okay, right?
But some people might need to do that, so I'm mentioning it. That's my experience. But you're right. I mean, especially if you're shooting like, you know, green screen or just like the white backdrop thing you guys are doing on
GuruTube.net.
You know, that's easy. By the way, if anybody wants to see what we're doing on Marshall Skill, it's MarshallSkill.com. You can see the videos that we're producing.
And if you want to see the more amateur ones, go to YouTube and look at the channel for CRM Switch, and that'll have two of our videos at the time of this recording. Yeah, and so I got two more tips, and I think we need to wrap up here.
Yeah, let's see, where are we? Oh yeah, oh, we're so done. Actually, we should save it for another.
Save the two tips for next time.
No, quickly. Let's
quick, do everything at 1280 by 720, high res. Every component, do it at the same resolution. Is one tip. And a second tip is if you get an account at Fotolia with an F.com, you can get intro videos for $40 a pop. It's a little extra expenditure, but you can do a really nice lead-in clip into your video.
Yeah, because those assets are really nice and they can be pricey. Yeah. Cool. All right.
Booyah.
Booyah. Thank you.
So have fun making your own advertising type videos. And they're good for your website, good for YouTube, good to show your friends at home.
Or, in your bedroom.
Yep.
Good for the world.
See ya.
See ya.
And there it is, another episode of Business Success Tips. Thanks as always for joining us. You can check out our website online at businesssuccesstips.org. Send us an email at friends@businesssuccesstips.org. Or if you're a Twitter stalker, find us at twitter.com/BST podcast. Thanks. We'll see you next time.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.
Hey, this is Sean Daly, host of Green Talk Radio. Green Talk helps you navigate the maze of green and eco products on the market today and make smarter lifestyle choices at home and at work through informative and entertaining interviews with industry authors and experts, as well as executives from innovative companies around the world. Find Green Talk Radio on iTunes or at personallifemedia.com. Green Talk Radio, environmental stewardship through smart consumption.